walking around a village in Cambridgeshire. I'm doing that thing where I amount sleep deprivation until, I don't know, 4 or 5 days in, I'll just collapse with exhaustion. Today it was more by accident because house sitting and the clocks are wrong. So what I thought was gone 6 was just gone 5. Leapt out of bed. It's funny, I must have been at the end of some kind of sleep cycle because I felt okay until I realised the time, and then my brain said, "What? Go back to bed, for God's sake." But obviously I couldn't because I was trying to stop a dog eating a large bar of chocolate, which if she finished it would probably kill her, and a lad who decided that he'd go into overdrive and have a good rummage around a house that's not actually that child friendly. Does that make sense to those? I guess those with children will know that when you have them, everything goes up about 5 feet. Everything valuable, breakable, apart from the stuff that you can't put up about 5 feet, like TV, console, electronic-y stuff, and then, you know, you just have to ignore the fact you ever had the ability to play those old-fashioned videos because it's now full of toast. And so on and so forth. So this is relatively built-up area. Listen, traffic compared to what I'm used to, but this, for good or ill, is going to be the area of the country, Cambridgeshire, where looking at moving to. Well, made an offer on a house, so it's more likely than not, saying that. Made an offer on a house last time and it all fell through, so. But I came into Huntingdon train station last night, which would more likely than not be the train station that I will be commuting to and from London when I have work in London, and it seemed all right. A bit of a bottleneck when the hordes came off the train, and there's only a couple of ticket barriers to get through. Extortionate taxi prices to get anywhere from there, but we're hoping to move within cycling distance of the railway station. And the taxi driver was quite helpful, actually. She was telling me how much flooding this place gets, how isolated areas get, how everybody panics terribly come the winter because Cambridgeshire is so flat and there is so much water around. Large swathes of the countryside are underwater. This is before the rise in sea level. Nevertheless, it all bodes well if you're the kind of person who really misses their Land Rover and would quite look forward to an area of the country which is completely cut off, therefore justifying what is effectively a tool more than a vehicle. And yeah, there's people that will go, "Oh, they're not very environmentally friendly." And I don't mean that in a patronising way. I wouldn't buy a new one, I would get a second-hand one. And Land Rovers, when you look at the dust-to-dust, are far more environmentally friendly in my mind than many other vehicles out there due to the massive amount that are still on the road. Was it 75% of all Defenders are still on the road? And they've been making them for time immemorial, the actual Land Rovers. So that's good. I like that. That'll do for me. And you're not limited to just roads and round. That might sound weird, you know, especially if you live in a city. Well, where else can you drive? Round here, there are roads unsuitable for vehicles, and there are green lanes, and there are certain areas of the countryside where you are allowed to take motor vehicles. And sometimes, I was to go and visit family in Wales. They don't really live on roads, farms, so So really useful, really handy. And one of the reasons why I bought the motorbike I did is because it's not limited to just roads. You can green lane, and should an emergency occur or you have to get somewhere and roads are closed, I like having that ability. It's no different to me buying a penknife that has a corkscrew on. Sometimes you just want that extra functionality. I'm trying to avoid saying, and when society collapses, you'll all be asking for a lift. Another great thing about diesel engines in particular is many are convertible to take biofuels, and I would do my very best, like last time, to use biofuels made from recycled vegetable oils, which would normally be waste, not biofuels created, grown, farmed on what are becoming green deserts, these palm oil plantations taking over what would normally be varied flora and fauna of certain countries, which are investing in growing fuel now, which is a little bit disturbing. Looking forward to there being more fuel options when technology steps in and says, well, hang on, hydrogen fuel cells are now more than possible, and hydrogen vehicles and electricity points everywhere, so who knows. But anyway, I did check with the taxi driver of the two properties that we were looking at getting, which is the higher, and the one that the offer has been accepted on, that it looks like we're moving forward with, is slightly higher, so at least I can watch the floods rise from a relatively dry house, I would hope. Strange things you have to take into consideration. Oh, my hand is freezing to the phone. It's terrible, really. These season things that creep upon you when you think you're just getting into the summer, and all of a sudden the autumn comes. I've left the house without any breakfast, without any coffee, without any sustenance. So I'm going to turn back around because the dog has weed twice. She always does that one way, and then I'll have another one. And she's I've already picked up the poo in a bag, as I'm sure you really want to know. Hope you're not having your breakfast. As long as she doesn't give me a bonus poo on the way back, which occasionally she does kind of do just to annoy me if I've only got one poo bag, all will be well. So I hope your Sunday is going to be a restful, relaxing one, and you've probably got up 3 hours after I've actually recorded this. When I get back home in the not too distant next hour and a bit, I'm then heading out to go and see Chris at Express Coffee. Yes, I'm working today. Worked yesterday, which was a Saturday, and today, which is a Sunday. But it's for Chris, and he's a lot of fun, and it's cool, and it'll be a bit of video. And luckily for me, reviewing state-of-the-art, high-tech, very, very effective at waking you up coffee machines. Kind of perfect, really, isn't it? Speak to you later.